Yo, good evening, everybody. Welcome y'all to another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Rail. I have an interesting topic today. One of my friends I met along the way, her name's Jessica. She told me, well, she loves my podcast, and I appreciate that. Shout out to you. But she suggested a very good topic, and her topic is, should your significant other have the password to your phone when you're in a relationship? Well, my take on it is, for me personally, it's not that I'm against it, but for me, it's like, what's the purpose? You know, relationships are supposed to be built on trust. That's the foundation of any relationship, is trust, right? So for me, it's like, I trust you, you trust me, so I shouldn't need the password to your phone because I trust you, and I trust that you're not doing anything behind my back in your phone, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if a woman or a man is so adamant about having that password to your phone, I feel like they don't trust you, never trusted you from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I just, that's my view. I feel like if you trust that person, what's the point of having the password? You know what I'm saying? And another thing, like, say, all right, out the gate, you know, motherfuckers want your password, you give it to them, but y'all dated like 2-3 months and it didn't work. So what was the purpose of getting that person's password? You know, I'm a firm believer of what's done in the dark comes to light. You know what I'm saying? If you want a relationship with somebody, there's no way you should be doing anything that you shouldn't do in your phone anyway. You know? But, again, I just look at it as a whole trust thing. I mean, you know, there is couples that got the password to each other's phone, whatever, and share Facebook accounts and all the other crap. Like, that shit is stupid to me. Like, social media to me is just getting ridiculous. People want social media relationships. You know what I'm saying? A chick or a guy will come across a Instagram post about, you know, their significant other having the password to their phone. Like, hey, yo, babe, let me get the password to your phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, for what? I mean, even if you do have the password, what's the purpose? You go in their phone, you look at what? Who they texting? Pictures? Facebook? Like, what? What the fuck are you looking for? And if you find nothing at all, what the fuck was the purpose of getting their password? I'm never going to be like, hey, yo, bae, what's the password to your phone? I need to text so-and-so. For what? I got my own phone. If I need to text somebody that we know, either I'm going to be like, yo, bae, let me get so-and-so number so I can shoot them a text. Or I'll be like, yo, bae, shoot this person a text. And maybe it's vice versa. I don't know. But to me, having the other person's password is fucking pointless. You know what I'm saying? It does no purpose. Unless you with somebody that you know is a fucking cheater or you know that does dirt, then, you know, hey, you know, set some boundaries to have a password. But, you know, me personally, looking at it, it's there's no purpose because, again, the relationship is built on trust. So that's out the gate. You supposed to trust me. Well, not supposed, but you should trust me enough that I'm not doing nothing. And I should trust you enough that you're not doing nothing. You know, relationships have hiccups along the way, but if it ain't nothing so drastic where you feel like you need to know what they doing in their everyday life and they phone, fuck the purpose. And I also look at it as, shit, if you ain't paying my bill, I ain't paying your bill, bitch, for what? Why? If we was on a shared plan, okay, whatever. You could have access to whatever. But, I mean, if I'm paying my own shit, you paying your own shit, what the fuck I need the password for? I ain't nothing in your phone I want to look for anyway. That's my whole thing. And then, again, if that person is doing something, I'm not finna go looking for it. You know, fool me once, whatever. But eventually it'll come out. people out here are bad liars. You know, shit, people do catch up to them at some point. So maybe, you know, for example, if I was in that situation where, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers was fucking around on me, you know, and I didn't find out till months later, shit, I'm going to just be a fool. But I don't need to go through your phone to be like, yeah, I got confirmation that this motherfucker ain't shit and they cheating. Like, that's, you know, it's just, that to me, it just creates an issue for a person to want somebody's password. Because if somebody was like, yo, let me get your password, and then another person's like, no, that's going to create a problem when it even shouldn't have been a problem from the beginning. People create problems just to create them. But if your relationship is solid, if that shit A1, 100 grand, there's no need to be like, ask some mediocre bullshit such as a password to somebody's fucking phone. I know at least in my age, at almost 30, and people that's in my age limit shouldn't be on that shit no more. That's high school shit. You feel me? That's early 20s. Hey, yo, I need your password. I need to see who the fuck you been talking. Like, come on now. I should be able to trust your ass at this day and age. Time, we can't get that shit back, so there's no point in wasting fucking time. That's something I ain't trying to do. I don't have time on my hands to be wasted, you know what I'm saying, on a person who I think may be fucking around on me. Or if they think I'm fucking around on them, they, you know, that's, yeah, nah, man. If you feel like you have to constantly have the password to your significant other phone, you shouldn't be with them. Or even if they agree, you know what I'm saying, y'all got the password to each other's phone, what is the point? I don't get it. What is the point? There's no point. Hey, respond to that text? Like, that's stupid. Like, for me, the older I'm getting, the more I do not like for anybody to really hit me up. Sounds strange, but it's just, you know, if a person texts me and I miss the text, I'll get to them eventually. There's a lot of times where I'm sitting in the crib chilling, watching a movie or whatever, and I hear my phone. I hear that somebody text me or call me, and I'll just get to their ass later, you know? It's not that important for me. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's something small. A password to somebody's phone is something small in a relationship. That doesn't solidify anything for your relationship. All right, you got their password. Okay, and like, what came out of that? Like, there's nothing. Ooh, I know my man ain't cheating because I got the password to his phone. Okay, well, could it also be that when he ain't around your stupid ass, he hit motherfuckers up? So there's always, if a person go cheat, they go cheat. A cheater will find a way to cheat. You know what I'm saying? That's point blank period. Man or woman will find a way. It's just, you know, your conscience is what's going to eat you alive if you rocking with somebody that's 100. You know what I'm saying? Conscience will definitely eat your ass alive. But me personally, my take, I'm just not big on social media and then having my significant other's password. That's stupid as hell to me. Because what if I just legit didn't have a phone? Like, motherfuckers reach me through, like, mail or some shit, whatever. Like, that shit is so stupid. Like, I don't give a damn if I had a phone or not. Nowadays, shit, I have a phone because I got kids. Other than that, I wouldn't have gave no damn about having a damn phone, because growing up, I didn't have a goddamn phone. Shit. We had house phones. That's what we had. We had, hey, yo, I'm going to be at your house at this time type of deal. You know what I'm saying? But people don't, you know, get into these relationships and then have a high demand on, you know, somebody's password. And that becomes somebody's standard as to where it's like, all right, you know, I'm finna rock with you this way, but I'm gonna need this from you. Like, come on, G. There's bigger things in a relationship to worry about than people's passwords to their damn phones, man. Like, for real. Like, yeah, I understand that people are fuck boys and fuck girls. They do some fucked up shit out here. I get it. I understand. And you may feel like, well, if I would have had their password and saw it beforehand, you know, I could have been stopped wasting time. Yeah, but what if that chick or that woman, I mean, that male or that woman deleted everything? What? It's still the same shit. Whether you found out by getting their password or not, it's the same shit. They could either hide the shit, erase the shit, or just have it in there, you don't go through their phone. I feel like it's just not a big deal to have somebody's password. It's just, that's just not big to me. That's so little. Relationships, there's a whole lot of other things to worry about in a relationship other than a password to somebody's phone. And I don't hide anything. You know, I don't really, people think I'm always texting people. I'm always, you know, all up in social media. Like, a lot of y'all know, I have calmed down off social media a lot. I don't be on it like that. You know, I hit up whoever I hit up. I can count on my hands who I talk to on a daily basis, whether I'm texting, FaceTiming, or calling. And everybody knows, for one, I don't like calling. So, motherfuckers is texting. I'm in my group chat with my bros. I check on my best friends, or they check on me from time to time. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to entertain anybody else in this world other than the person I'm dealing with, and vice versa. That should be the only thing in one's relationship. Like, you don't need to entertain anybody. That's something I definitely learned along the way. But, you know, people, you know, find ways to fuck up and do stupid shit. But, you know, what comes to dark, like I say, comes to light. You know, maybe a fool for a little while. But, hey, it's life. It's a lesson learned if that other person was fucked up, you know, fucking around. But having the password to somebody's phone is just, that shit is fucking, it's goofy as hell. Because even if you have the password, what does that prove? That proves to me, in my eyes, that you don't trust me, and there's no trust in this relationship. That's what that proves to me, my view on it, you know, my take. If anybody else disagree or have an opinion on it, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Share it in this comment. Catch me on Facebook. You know, catch me on Instagram at HaroldRail1290. Catch me on Snapchat at Dilla2811. You know, or if you know my personal number, you can text me. If you got my email, shoot me an email. I don't really check that. I got like 20,000 emails that I don't even check. But yeah, y'all, you know, I just again, me looking at it personally, there's no need to have the password to somebody's fucking phone, man. You know, sometimes some relationships don't last forever. So you wasting your breath, time, and energy getting a person's password, and y'all last ended up stop dating, you know, like 2 months down the road, you getting their passwords for what? Just to prove that what? You know what I'm saying? For him to be like, yo, yeah, stupid, I'm not cheating. Or her to be like, yeah, stupid, I'm not cheating. You know, that's just my take on whether or not your significant other should have the password to your phone. Again, there are people out here who do it. I don't really see the upside of having it besides, A, call this person for me or shoot this person a text. Like, you know, if it's somebody y'all mutually know, then y'all should have each other's number, you know, whatever the case. But, you know, me personally, I don't answer other people's phones. I don't answer texts or none of that shit. I'll let them know, like, hey, yo, your phone ringing, I'll bring it to you. But, like, that's something me personally, I don't do. That's yours. That's your personal shit. You know what I'm saying? You paid for it with your own hard-earned money. That's you. You deal with that. You know what I'm saying? If you decide that you want to fuck up on me, then God go punish your ass. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Like, it's going to eat you alive, because when I'm doing all these things, lovely things to you that every woman deserves, and you feel bad because you fucked up by doing some dirt in your phone, then you'll feel that shit. But that's it for today's episode. It wasn't really much to discuss, just my take on what I think about significant others and having passed into their phones. Stay tuned this week for another episode. I definitely, you know, to all my listeners out there, definitely give me, you know, more suggestions. I'll talk on, I'll talk about whatever you guys want to, you know, talk about. I know there's a huge topic going around about male birth control. Maybe that'll be my next podcast. I'll share my views.
Yeah, my bad, y'all. I had a phone call in the middle of what I was talking, but I was saying that I know there's a huge topic going around about male birth control, so I'll share my views on that. I'm going to look more into that issue. I'm not going to harp on it too much right now, but I am definitely not for that. A lot of personal reasons for me, but for other males out there, maybe that's something, you know, men could look into. But be on the lookout for my next episode. It'll be sometime this week, you know, like always throughout social media. I'll share when I'll be posting. So, you know, whatever you guys doing tonight at pretty much 8 o'clock at night, I appreciate all my listeners and, you know, continue to share this podcast. I'm not really doing it for, you know, fame, nothing like that. It's just I have a voice that, like, I have things to talk about, and I feel like people would listen to me. Y'all know how I am, especially on the book. I say a lot of things that people are scared to say, and I'm not afraid to talk about it, whatever the fuck it is. But I appreciate every last one of y'all. I'm in the middle of trying to have a co-host as well during times that I have certain podcasts and certain subjects that I talk about. It's just time-wise right now, it's kind of hard. I only have Sundays off. When I take off Saturdays, it's only for my kids. But, for all those who I've spoken to, we'll get it together. If anybody wants to, you know, collab and do whatever, just hit me up, let me know. But everybody have a safe night, have a blessed night. I love you all. Good night.